This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network the morning after a terrible Super Bowl 59. If you aren't an Eagles fan, man, it was a rough watch, but that's in the rearview mirror now. And of course, we move on and see what the hell the Jets and Giants end up doing in this offseason. Before I bring that up, though, look at the call board here. We've got June, Natalie, Mary Beth, Andrea. We also took a phone call from Jennifer earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, June's a guy.
With chick magnets.
You told me in there that June was a lady.
Yeah, I was confused myself looking at the name, but now I'm just remembering June is a man.
Okay.
He's a man!
Anyway, so we've got Natalie, Mary Beth, and Andrea, and also a Jennifer earlier. But so we'll get to them in just a couple of minutes. But Jay Glazer put out on X yesterday, and then on Fox, he said, big scoopage. Aaron Rodgers flew to New Jersey. He met with new Jets brass, and they told him that...
Get lost, you loser.
Basically, yes, they are moving on from him. He will not be the quarterback for the Jets in 2025. I didn't want him back. I totally understand the side of the argument of who's the alternative. If you want to win this year, you run it back with him. You're probably not going to get someone better than him. But the reasons why I think they're doing the right thing is, one, with a new regime and the problems that the Jets have had about who is in charge, who is the alpha male, turning this thing around. It makes Aaron Glenn's that job that much harder if Aaron Rodgers is in that building. And let's not forget, just because he played a few good games healthy at the end of the season, this guy has been hurt 90% of the time that he's been here. He got hurt with the Achilles, obviously missed the entire season. Came back, he was dealing with that hamstring injury you told us about, did not look the same, he fought through it to his credit, but he looked horrible for a majority of the season, and he even looked horrible in that Bills game before, you know, towards the end of the season, too. So, what's that? You got Phil Simms on the phone?
Yeah, he's calling me. Yeah. What can I do for you, Phil?
You're on the air, Phil.
Phil.
Phil's calling you while the show's going?
The guy, Phil, is down at the desk. He's not letting Phil move.
Phil.
I can go get Phil.
Yeah, also Al Dukes is going to come and get you, so hang in there.
Oh, my gosh. I mean...
All right, good, okay. That's fine. All right, he's coming.
Yeah. I mean, does he know that you're doing the show?
Yeah, but I told him to text me, but he didn't text me. He called me. But I knew because of the way this whole thing is structured,
there was going to be problems.
That there were going to be problems. I knew that.
Yeah.
I 100% knew that.
Yeah.
And I know you were in your soliloquy about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. And
you had to pick up Phil, yeah.
But I had to pick up
Phil. I totally understand. I was confused at what was going on. But now I know. Phil's down there and he's trapped. in the lobby. So we will go and save him.
Oh my gosh!
But yeah, so those are the reasons why I think that they're doing the right thing. The fact that you think he's going to come back and be healthy if you're someone who loves Aaron Rodgers. And also, you're not going to win next year. Like, this thing needs to be rebuilt from the ground up. And obviously, you've got some talent on the team, but you're in the AFC, and you got a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do to be able to compete with the best teams in this conference. So if next year your goal was to go 8-9, 9-8, maybe have a shot to make the playoffs, then okay, you keep Aaron Rodgers around. That's not the goal. The goal is to change the culture, change that building, and have a real leader in Aaron Glenn do it, and it makes it harder when Aaron Rodgers is in the building.
Yeah, I'm just from Aaron Rodgers' perspective for 1 second.
Sure.
You know, he took a lot less money to come here, and they flew out to see him 2 years ago around this time. And all of that has changed. It all changed when he hurt his Achilles that first game and never truly came back. And then the impetuous, impatient owner decides to fire the coaching staff in the middle of the season. And they never really find their footing. He never found his footing. And it's really unfortunate. You know, there'll be plenty of quarterbacks to choose from for the Jets. And there'll be probably a few teams that may want to bring Aaron Rodgers in. You know, that may be the case. I would think that given the fact that there are probably five or six teams that would love to have a guy like that, I don't know if the Giants would do something like that, even if they draft Shador Sanders or something like that. You remember, like, Malik Nabers said, hey, I want a veteran in there.
Yeah. You know,
but again, what is Aaron Rodgers going to want to be paid? That's another aspect of all of this.
Oh, sure. And I think Aaron Rodgers has shown, though, that he will work on his salary and make it work for a team that wants him because he wants to play. I mean, that's why he's coming back. He's not coming back to make the money if he's going to play this year. He's coming back because he doesn't want to end his career with these last 2 years, and he feels like there's something there, and he loves the game, and he knows that once he walks away, it's over, and he's got the rest of his life to do whatever else he wants to do.
And so I would just say that three of the teams at the top of the draft all need quarterbacks, and maybe they'll draft quarterbacks. I don't know. We'll you know, time will tell us that. And then, you know, where is there a team that, you know, if they add him, maybe, just maybe, they have a chance? Can you think of one? I mean, the Giants.
And when you say have a chance to win it all, or have a chance to go to the playoffs?
I don't think that team is out there right now to win it all. If they had him, they're not winning at all.
Okay.
I mean, in the AFC.
So that's what I'm saying. So have a chance.
Look at the gauntlet of quarterbacks you have to go through in the AFC.
Yeah. So when you say have a chance, what do you mean? So I can better answer your question. Have a chance to make the playoffs?
Could he go? Could he go to Minnesota?
No.
No, okay.
I don't think so. So answer my question. What do you mean by have a chance?
Like, anything can happen. I mean, just have a chance to get a winning team and get your team into the playoffs.
All right. I don't think that they would take him in Minnesota. I really don't. I really think that what they want to do is everything that they have done to this point, which is draft a quarterback, have that guy in a rookie salary, and build a team around him, and they're going to do that with J.J. McCarthy this year. So I don't think that. I think they'll go to the Raiders. Now, I understand he's in one of the toughest divisions in football there, but, I mean, if Tom Brady knows a thing or two about getting a veteran quarterback in a new place and having success, and Pete Carroll's going to, you know, he's
in the 70s. He's going to want to win now. He's going to want a presence at quarterback. That's why I say that, look, the Rams need to redo Matthew Stafford's contract. That whole thing out there in LA is about Matthew Stafford wanting a new contract. He has the opt out right now.
Mm-hmm.
He will opt out, and he's going to want like a 3-year, $150 million contract at the age of 37. So either he stays there with the Rams, or he ends up getting traded to the Raiders, where, you know, maybe Pete Carroll, you know, had seen him, you know, for all these years. And I'm telling you, Pete's going to want some sort of presence at quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a good landing spot.
Pittsburgh?
I know we've talked about that. But once again, we're talking about the AFC.
I was just thinking about this.
You got
Kansas City, Mahomes, Buffalo, Allen, Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, C.J. Stroud in Houston, Justin Herbert for the Chargers. Steelers are open right now. Broncos have Bo Nix. Bengals have Joe Burrow. I guess Indianapolis is going to run it back with Richardson. I don't know.
But Aaron Rodgers is not going to go to that
team. Not going there.
Team.
Dolphins, you know, have Tua. The Jets are open. Jacksonville has Trevor Lawrence. New England has Drake May. The Raiders are open. Cleveland is open. And Tennessee is open. And those two teams have high draft picks.
Yeah, I mean, that's the AFC. And
all right, so now in the NFC, you got the Lions, no. Eagles, no. Bucks, no. Rams, depending on what goes on with Matthew Stafford. Vikings, you say no. Commanders, of course, no. Packers, no. Seattle Seahawks, you know, could that be a chance?
It could be.
Atlanta Falcons, no. Arizona Cardinals, what goes on there?
I don't see him going to the Cardinals. I mean, if he goes to the Cardinals, he's basically two-thirds of the way to being you.
All right.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Cowboys.
Jets and Cardinals.
Yes, I know. Cowboys, no. 49ers, no. Bears, no. Panthers? No, he's like, Panthers, no way. Saints?
No.
With Kellen Moore?
No. I don't think so.
They got to stay with Derek Carr?
Why would he want to go there?
Is he bringing John Gruden with him?
That would be great if that were the case. But if I'm the Saints, I'd be interested, but I don't think he'd want to go there. I think they're too...
And Giants,
far away.
And Giants.
And you don't want to go there either. Yeah, I don't know. I guess the Steelers would be the best option.
I mean, you literally have very few teams to think, you know, to pick from that are decent and may be looking for a veteran quarterback.
I mean, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you also have to think, like, even if the Vikings call, I mean, he'd probably be thrilled if that situation opened up for him. But, like, he's got to think, like, I'm just living Brett Favre's life now. This is nuts.
Which, exactly.
Like, I can't do that too. Can I?
Could you imagine that? That would be unbelievable.
Yeah, it's not something I want to see, to be honest with you. But I could understand why maybe Kevin O'Connell will get excited about it, especially after seeing a team win 14 games and the quarterback holding them back in the last two gigantic games of the season.
So does Pete Carroll want?
Matthew Stafford or Aaron Rodgers?
Or Sam Darnold, USC connection.
Yeah. He didn't play for Pete, though.
I know. But where does Sam Darnold end up?
I really don't know. It was confusing. Kevin O'Connell, he won Coach of the Year, and he was asked about him. He gave, like, really weird answers about it. Like, he was like, our goal is to win a Super Bowl, and, you know, Sam Darnold could be a big part of that. And then people are like, huh? I thought he was gone. And then someone asked a follow-up, and he was like, oh, yeah, I got caught up in the moment. I didn't really mean that, but, you know, Sam. I was like, what are you doing?
He said he didn't mean that?
Basically, he said that the way it was portrayed, his answer wasn't what he meant.
So, all right, so that means Sam Darnold's not going to be there.
I don't know. I mean, you know, and I felt bad for Kevin O'Connell just in the sense of, like, he won Coach of the Year, and he's sitting there getting... like hammered with these Sam Darnold questions, and then he gets caught up in something. He probably wasn't even. He was like, "Hey, can we just celebrate me for a second? Let's talk about the quarterback position for once." But I guess the bigger question. I mean, screw Aaron Rodgers for a second. What the hell, the Jets? What are they going to do with quarterback?
True.
What are they going to do? Who is that guy?
Well, they do have Tyrod Taylor under contract for another year, and they'll have to bring. They'll either draft somebody, or they'll have to bring somebody in. They have to.
Yeah. Okay, bring somebody in. We know those names.
It is what it is, but that's, you know, at the end of the day, for Aaron Glenn, he's got to control the building, and you can't do that if you have that Aaron Rodgers, and I guess you could call it a circus. It's bad enough that Aaron's getting started off the ground this way. The last thing I think that he would want would be somebody of this personality to be in the middle of all that. That's why it makes total sense that Aaron Rodgers is not going to be here.
Yeah, I mean, I know this. It's not fair to say that they're not trying to win next year, the Jets, but I think it's fair to say that they're more concerned about putting the right program in place and turning the perception of the team around with a new attitude and a new feel than they are about wins and losses in 2025.
You know what this is? This is a grace period.
Wow. Honeymoon spot?
Honeymoon spot, grace period.
For Aaron Glenn?
For Aaron Glenn, 100%. Yes.
I mean, we say that, but...
No, no.
They're 0-7. That honeymoon spot goes right down the toilet.
Nah, nah, nah. It all depends.
What do you mean, nah, nah, nah? How many years have you been doing this?
This is a grace period.
If they go 2-15, there ain't no grace period.
Well, then they'll get to pick the quarterback next year if they don't pick one this year.
And an Arch Manning forces himself into another situation other than the Jets.
Well, he just got like $6.5 million from Red Bull.
Wouldn't that be something? Texas. Jets get the number one overall pick. It's him, you know, Arch Manning and the Jets. Then he pulls an Eli.
All right, so big question for you. I did enjoy the FanDuel kick of Destiny
3.
I did enjoy it.
I didn't see it. I know Eli won, and I saw the commercial afterwards of him in the parade and enjoying it, but I actually didn't see the kick.
They probably shot it both ways with Eli and Peyton winning. But I will say this. They had to miss both in the first. The first time it looked like they both missed on purpose. And then, of course, Peyton's got to doink it.
Mm.
He doinked it.
Yeah. Well, it was a good idea. And we love FanDuel and got people interested.
It was actually very interesting. And then, of course, Cooper Manning hosted it.
Cupper. You know, everybody calls him Cooper except the Manning family. They call him Cupper.
Do they really?
You ever hear Peyton say it? Cupper.
Yeah,
Cupper's the best athlete out of all of us. No, he isn't. You're just saying that to make him feel better because you guys won Super Bowls.
No, I can see how Cupper could be the best. Cooper could be the best athlete. 100%. He's not the best quarterback. He was a wide receiver, wasn't he?
Yeah.
That's why he's the best athlete.
Yeah.
Like, you see these guys.
Well, also, Cupper's kid is Arch, too. So maybe there's something. Maybe there is something there.
Well, yeah, because when you see Arch running with the ball, that's not what you think of when you think of Peyton and Eli playing quarterback.
Let's go to Drew in South Philly. What's going on, Drew?
Gio, I'm just calling to thank you for your advice last week on betting. I took a couple of different plays with the first touchdown score, hedged my bets a little bit. Jalen Hurts came through. And then I decided to also double down with basically taking every Eagle available to get an interception.
Oh,
so
smart.
Once I got, yeah, so I'm happy. I'm a big, happy Giants fan down here in South Philly. And I got to root with my my wife. And, you know, my daughter's wants to be a daddy's girl and loves the Giants. But, you know, reluctantly chaired last night for the Eagles. My son is a mama's boy, so he's an Eagles fan. They're a little bit older than your kids, though, but I just wanted to thank you.
Hey, you want some money? That's good.
You're welcome. Yeah. It is very rare that I nail these things. I did have that. It's 2 weeks in a row. Devontae Smith over. Devontae Smith to catch a touchdown. Also, the Jalen Hurts first touchdown. So, you're welcome. And speaking of watching with daughters, so Sabrina was super into the Super Bowl this year, which made me very excited that she'll maybe be a football fan because I hadn't seen a lot of that out of her. She likes when the Vikings win because daddy's happy, but she really doesn't get into it. So she made like little things like popsicle sticks with footballs on them with the Chiefs and the Eagles and handed them out to people to wave when they score touchdowns. And then she decided she was rooting for the Eagles. So she's like into it and rooting for the Eagles. And I had to explain to her, this is the last day you root for the Eagles. You got to understand that. And she's like, why? I'm like, because we're doing this for the Super Bowl, whatever. You know, we don't like the Chiefs. You can like the Eagles today, but never again. Like, do not become an Eagles fan now because of this Super Bowl. I won't be able to live like that. You understand?
Yeah.
That's do you understand?
One. That is the tough one.
The worst. Let's go to Natalie in Oceanside. What's going on, Natalie? Hello, Natalie.
Hi.
Hi, Natalie.
Natalie, what's happening? Call.
What?
What's happening?
Hi. So, what's happening is I'm actually loving your show this morning because I went to sleep last night so angry because I want to know, why is it that when you have a successful team, a successful quarterback, people go from loving you to hating you? I don't get it.
It's oversaturation. I mean, it's
cold. Yeah. I've heard a lot of.
It's, you know,
I don't get it.
Well, I'll answer your question quickly. I mean, it's oversaturation. People are sick of seeing the same things. And it's also, you know, there's things that go, like we've seen enough of Travis Kelce. There's people who are not Taylor Swift fans that see her. They get annoyed. And it's just too much. You want to see something fresh. You want to see something new. And then not everybody's a Chiefs fan, you know, and you want to see your team in it. And then your team loses to the Chiefs over and over again. And the reason why the Patriots were disliked a lot of it had to do with the fact that everybody thought they were cheating, from Deflategate to Spygate to this and that, and Belichick was always a jerk to everybody. So there's always reasons, but it's just the oversaturation. We've seen enough of it.
You know, I know Tom Brady was waxing poetic on his Super Bowl prowess last night over and over and over again, talking about how he remembers the losses more than he does the wins, which is true. But, you know, he also brought up the tuck rule last night. And, you got to get some breaks, too, and there's got to be some things that go on. And you got to remember, they had Deflategate, they got Spygate, they got the tuck rule. There's a million things that are attached to them.
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part, I think it is Chiefs fatigue. There's no question about that. And like I said last week, I think Philly fans are Philly fans, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're from Philly, you eat, sleep, and breathe Philadelphia sports. I mean, you guys were the ones that were screaming "Fire Howie Roseman" at the Eagles games.
You're talking about the Eagles fans.
The Eagles fans were screaming "Fire Howie" at a Phillies game. Oh, he finally made it. Look at him.
He's gesturing to me. You watch what you do here. You're going to be on television.
Yes.
Give me one of these.
I know. He's all fired up. Maybe just couldn't wait to see you guys. Maybe take some swings at you.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. But, you know, I did, because sometimes personal experiences work their way into things in this business, and sometimes it's fun and sometimes it isn't, and it bothers me. But I got to say, I said it last week, the Eagles, when I was doing that game for Compass Media Networks.
Yeah, you're all buddy-buddy now with
them. They treated me like a superstar.
Yes.
Big Dom came up to me 3 times. He goes, "Hey, G, what do you need? Anything?" I'm like, "No, Dom, I'm good." Call me G.
Well,
I mean, just met him.
But you and Dom got something to get. You know, like, you're both Italian.
Well, yeah.
He knows that. He sees you.
We talked about my Italy trip.
Well, there you go.
Everything else.
So you hooked line and sinkered him.
Well, you know what? It's because I had the connection. So it's one of those things where, you know, like, you vouch for somebody.
Yes.
And especially to a guy like Big Dom. It's like, you know, friend of his, you're good. And that's what Greg Delamitros, the equipment manager, said. "Hey, this is my buddy from high school, blah, blah, blah." I was right in. And then he introduced me to Howie Roseman. And then I'm talking to Howie Roseman. He's interested. "Oh, what time do you get up? You drive, you do this, you do that." And I was like, "Howie, you're way more interesting than I am. Like, stop asking me questions. Like, I want to ask you questions." But yeah, so like, I kind of felt, you know, I kind of felt a little bit of a little teeny wincy, like, I feel good for those guys.
Yeah.
Kind of made me sick.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Freaking Eagles and Philadelphia and all that stuff. I don't want to like them. You know? I don't want to like these guys.
By the way, there's no reports of Philadelphia being on fire or anything this morning, is there?
Oh, yeah. They were on the polls in Philadelphia.
Even after one kid died
after the
NFC Championship.
Yeah, game. Dancing on ambulance, climbing on fire trucks. They were all out last
lighting
night.
Fires in the streets.
It was hilarious. So this morning I was watching the ESPN coverage from last night. So they have Nick Sirianni and A.J. Brown up on the set, and they ask a question, "Hey, what does this mean to the city of Philadelphia?" So then they cut to a live shot of the streets of Philadelphia. And, like, as soon as they cut to the live shot, there's, like, this paddy wagon police thing that pulls up into the street, and these guys get out, and they start chasing people. Like, "Hey, you get over here, come on!" And then they cut away right away, and A.J. Brown sees it on the monitor. He starts laughing.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, so Philadelphia had its moments. Of course it did.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. There's no incidents in Philadelphia. Are you crazy?
I was hoping, especially after what happened after the NFC Championship game.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Get Phil Sims in here. Maybe a little bit early. Maybe we'll put him in. Yeah, we'll get him in 7:45. Keep him for over an hour. Maybe we'll keep him all the way till 10.
It seems like he's got a lot to say.
Yeah, clearly. He's in the control room chopping it up with Al and Eddie. So leaving is good stuff for us, I'm sure.
Well, he said he was worried. You know how older people get when they got to go to the airport or they got something to do. So he was worried. He was telling me yesterday, he goes, I'm worried about the traffic. I said, this congestion pricing, just relax. You'll get in fine. And, of course, he got here fine. He probably left at 5:30.
And millions of people take today off.
Yes.
As well.
He didn't realize that. But yeah. Now he's here.
He's here. Now he's begging to come on. I'm like, no, we're doing Jerry's update. Phil, yeah. Right?
By the way, I came in second place.
I think it was a tie, though,
right? Oh,
it was? I think it was a tie for second with the, so you didn't finish last, but I think you guys tied.
I thought I was one ahead of Boomer.
You were.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Boomer was one ahead of you. Oh, so second place. All right. Good job, Jerry.
Yeah, second to last, I'll say second place.
No, it's second place.
Second place.
I know one thing that you're first place in, and that is being sick.
Oh, there it is right there. All right. So, yes. Jerry, indeed. Ended up winning.
Also pretty good at kicking your ass, picking games the last 3 years, too.
That is true.
That's 3 years in a row.
It's good.
Yeah. So Jerry was...
Hey, Boomer, up your ass.
3 years ago, he was first. Last 2 years, I was first. But Jerry was second.
Yep.
So Boomer's been in last the last 2 years.
Eat it, Boomer. Okay.
Anyway,
all right. Jerry's Eagles beat here. The Chiefs 40-22, as we hear from Eagles radio.
Hurts has plenty of time. He's looking. He fired. He completes it. Touchdown, A.J. Brown!
Fantastic execution of the offense. You get A.J. Brown on the crosser, and he just runs away from the secondary.
And that was right after the interception at the 15-yard line. It made it 24-0 in the second quarter. Eagles would go up as much as 34-0 and win 40-22. Jalen Hurts, the game MVP, threw for 221, two touchdowns, ran for another, and ran for 72 yards. The final seconds, if you were in Philly.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's over. The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years.
And Nick Sirianni, the head coach of this group, this was labeled in the system as all glory to God. So I imagine that's what he's referencing here.
Okay. He gives us the talents to be in these situations and, blessed our team with talents, blessed myself with the talent to be able to coach football. and the opportunity to be able to coach football. So just gratitude right there.
Hmm. There you go. Here's Saquon Barkley on NFL Network. Amazing how times have changed for him.
6 months ago, I couldn't stand this team. And you know how things work. I'm forever grateful for everything that went on in New York and got nothing but love for those guys. And hopefully, you know, they're super proud of me and seeing me in this moment.
And as if that's not, you know, tough enough for the Giant fan, you also had Michael Strahan on the Fox pregame waving the Eagles flag for Saquon.
But he is such a special man. Come on, we're going to fly Eagles fly for Saquon Barkley because I respect and love this man so much.
Yeah, I mean, just horrible. I mean, if you're a Giants fan, that's got to make you more sick than anything. You know, okay, Saquon's on the Eagles. The Giants didn't want him. All right, you got to deal with that. Michael Strahan, a Giant for life, Super Bowl champion, a Hall of Famer, waving an Eagles flag standing next to Saquon Barkley. I mean, God, gag me.
We'll have next hour. Yeah, or 9:30, whenever I'm back on again. An interesting way the Philadelphia fans celebrated last night. This is a new one for me.
Okay.
So I'll have some audio. I just recorded it. I'll have some audio for you coming up next. Here's Jalen Hurts. Thoughts of the doubters out there?
I can't control what these people think, but if it takes all the hate and all the scrutiny and all the different opinions for me to be a world champion, then keep it coming.
There you go. Zach.
Well, the problem is that they collapsed last year. And, you know, people were, you know, Philadelphia fans are not afraid to opine on things like that. And they were so negative around the team. And everybody tends, well, people remember now, but this time last year, there was a very good chance that Nick Sirianni was going to get fired.
That's right.
And they brought in two new coordinators. And, of course, we've gone over what Howie Roseman did to build the team. But, yeah, I mean, you know, so everybody down there probably felt the sting of the way that that season ended last year.
Eagles defense sacking Patrick Mahomes 6 times, 11 quarterback hits. Here was Mahomes. Give them credit.
They played great from start to finish. They got after it. Defensive line played really well. The DBs played well to complement them and linebackers as well. And so, like I said, I mean, I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way. And I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
The 2 interceptions, 14 points directly. And then a lot of the narrative and the conversation leading up to the game was, is the league rigged and all these close calls go the Chiefs' way? Here was DeAndre Hopkins.
I saw a lot of things in the media about the refs, but obviously what y'all going to say now about the refs and us when there was a lot of touchy calls? Are y'all going to report that? Are y'all going to talk about the refs now?
I bet you catch the ball.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. You got your ass kicked.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with it. The calls didn't mean anything.
Exactly. So now the season's over, and it does look like Kellen Moore, I guess, is going to be the head coach of the Saints, though not official, but that does look like that. You had Fox's Jay Glazer reporting Sunday that Aaron Rodgers met with the Jets this week, and they told him they're moving on. It's amazing how things change. This was Rodgers after the Jets beat the Patriots, and they were 2-1 on Thursday Night Football. This is this season.
We're trying to change this whole attitude around here. You know, we're trying to build something special here, get these fans to believe in us. They've been tortured for a long time. So last year was obviously a tough year, but it's good to be back. It's good to be healthy. So, again, so many people that I'm thankful for that got me to this point, but it's great to be a Jet.
No, we're an ex-Jet now, as it looks like that will be. It had so much promise, it never really worked itself out. Rex Ryan on ESPN was talking about the Aaron Rodgers topic when he was in those doors about a month ago.
Did interview for that job, and a lot of questions came up. Very few of the questions were about this man's ability as a quarterback. Aaron Rodgers, we all know he can still spin the football, but it's the other things. The commitment. Is this man committed to the organization? Is he going to be at all the mini camps? Is he going to be at all? It should never be a question.
So, sounds like they discussed it. Obviously, Aaron Glenn now the head coach, and it looks like that his time has come and gone already with the Jets. The 49ers have given Deebo Samuel permission to seek a trade. The Bucks beat the 76ers 135-127, final game in UB Brown's broadcasting career. This was Brown. It's been some ride. It started in Milwaukee, and it ended in Milwaukee yesterday.
First of all, it's 50 years that went by so fast, you turn around, you can't believe it. That's number one. But when I came here with the Milwaukee Bucks with Larry Costello, and I received a master's degree and a doctorate's degree in basketball in 2 years. Then they set me off, and I was fortunate to go to the ABA. But I owe it all for here.
And that was very cool. Damian Lillard came over, shook his hand, shook Breen's hand. A lot of the players went over. But 91 years old, and maybe that's why we were talking last hour, why he didn't finish the year. Maybe because it was in Milwaukee, come full circle. I don't know. Yesterday was the end for him. Tonight, the Nets take on the Hornets. We will have it on the Fan at 7:20. I would like to hear your defense of this. A caller calling into the Chris McMonagle show on Saturday night.
Okay.
Don't know if you heard that or not. Claims that you guys are all over C-Mac often.
I actually called to defend you because I noticed sometimes the morning guys get on you, and I think it all stems from you being a mic guy and Gio being a dog guy, and I think that's why the whole beef is this. And I don't know why you don't address it, because they're dogging you left and right.
What are they dogging me? I address it sometimes when they dog me.
No,
they dog me?
you kind of put your tail between your legs and run when these guys are on you.
That's
like
not true
right.
at all.
I understand.
You feel like you're dogging him all the time?
No, I feel like we are promoting him, and if I didn't like him and didn't think he did a good job, I wouldn't say anything about him at all. I do bust his chops about the Yankees hot stove. There is that.
And the caller said you get on him for his weight. I thought it was more the Yankees than anything.
Well, Boomer does the weight thing with him.
Boomer doesn't do the weight thing with him.
You do the weight thing with him all the time.
We promote him. And you're the one that always brings the phone calls in, and you're the one that tells us exactly what goes on with him.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we play his stuff.
I think you called him a thick sum bitch or something like
no,
that.
No. You get after him with the weight thing.
After him?
Yeah, you don't.
No, I don't. I sometimes see him in the morning. It's very pleasant.
Yeah.
Good morning. How you doing? Everything good?
Usually in a good mood.
Yes.
That is true. Number 18, really Maryland beat Rutgers.
No, it's not. You get after him.
Get after his ass.
The weight thing. You're killing him about the bike tour. He said, you better do this because you're going to die. You know, I remember he sat in here. If you ask McMonagle, he would 100% say that. You dog him with the weight thing.
If you did dog him for the bike thing, which does sound familiar, I could see that sticking with him.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, Boomer said that about me?
No. Although,
C-Mac a lot of calories sticking to him, too.
Rest my case.
You can't help yourself.
I did that on purpose, obviously.
Rest my case, just to make it.
Number 18, Maryland beat Rutgers 90-81, and Tom Dietrich won the Waste Management Open.
All right, thanks, Jerry. I know she is watching right now before she goes to school, so a quick happy birthday to Sabrina.
Happy birthday, Sabrina.
7 years old, so very cool.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
The Sims Spotlight is sponsored by Balance of Nature Whole Foods Supplements. Visit balanceofnature.com. He was going to be on at 8, but he said, listen, I want this 5-minute segment. I am chomping at the bit. I can't wait to get in the studio. So here he is in studio, 2-time Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP, Giants legend, Phil Sims. What's up, Phil?
Now, what are you doing? I didn't say I'm chomping to get in here.
Oh, you were. Yeah, you definitely were.
No, I was just giving y'all hand signals from the other side.
Yeah, you gave me one of these.
Yeah, something like that.
That meant to me he wants to get in here, right?
No, I told Boomer I don't know what time I'll get there, traffic, this and that.
I told you. I tell you, he's all worried. He's an old guy, so he's worried about traffic and things like that.
Oh, and you're just, you're young as hell.
Yes.
You think you are, but you're not.
By the way, I do have some makeup for you. Do you need it?
No, I like to be splotchy and really white. Holy Christ. I mean, I went to bed at 1:30, got up. I think the alarm went off at 4:30 this morning.
That is crazy.
I said, man, I need to make some breakfast before I come in here. And I started getting it together. I said, hell with this. I'm too tired. But the drive-in wasn't too bad. And, it was good sitting in there with Al and Eddie for a few minutes. I got to tell you, Al, he bitches and moans because he wants to be on camera more and get more of his opinions in.
He does. He does have his warm-up show. From 5 to 6. Yeah. Do you listen to that at all early in the morning?
No.
You don't listen to that?
No, I would like to. I think it's pretty funny when I do hear parts of it and get up early enough. But
he sees the clips on TV sometimes.
Okay. Yeah, I see those. And what else happened to me? Oh, well, I went to get some tea, hot tea, back in wherever. You got to walk 8 miles to get it here in this place. The place is clean, though. It looks great.
Yeah, very nice. Thank you.
And a guy from Wins, I think his name was Al. He does the traffic.
No, Andre.
Andre.
And he just said in the traffic report, I thought he was doing that as a joke. He said in the traffic report on the air that he spilled something on you.
Yeah, hot coffee.
Wow.
That was good, yeah.
This guy.
Andre. Yeah, I couldn't say anything because he's about 6'6", and he's big, thick. You know,
some bitch.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'm going to mess with him. But, you know, we got to talk about everything but the game. Oh, my. Y'all, you laugh. I've shown Boomer and you both.
Yeah.
I was every series, I write down what I think is really important
He takes notes during the game.
Absolutely. Yeah. I got a bunch of people there. Who was that that made that tackle? God dang. And whatever. But, you know, halftime comes and the folder just was shut for the second half.
Okay. Game was terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was over. I thought Tom Brady did a pretty good job in the first half, but then the game gets to that. You know that you gotta need a lot of help to keep the.
When you were doing your Super Bowls, did you have? I don't know if you had any bad ones.
Well, like, yeah, the Giants and the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh yeah, it was terrible.
That was a rough one, and that was probably I can't remember them all. Right.
No, I mean, for me, who was doing it on radio, I did the first one on TV. That was the Rams and the Titans, which was somewhat of a good game.
Somewhat. It was a great game.
Well, Steve really McNair had a chance at the end to win the game and you know, take his team down the field. But I don't really remember a real dud. Maybe the Tampa Bay Kansas City game. That was a dud because you had the Andy Reid Suns situation before that game. We were doing that game, by the way. That was down
bad
in Tampa.
Bad offensive line,
and he got torn up in that game. Patrick Mahomes did, just like he did last night.
Yeah, and then too, you know, the Patrick Mahomes was hurt down there in Tampa when he played that game. Had a bad ankle, I think. In fact, he stood still, didn't even move in all pregame warmups. That was a pretty good sign. This might be a rough night for the Kansas City Chiefs. But it was almost a duplicate of that game. They got over. Hey, size, talent, of course, with the size and speed, you just can't match it.
And you've been on the Eagles in that roster the entire year when we've talked to you on Wednesdays. And, I mean, it really bared out. I mean, they just dominated the line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
they were much
did.
Bigger. They pushed them around. I mean, this is pure ass-kicking.
Well, here's the Chiefs going for a three-peat. This would be one of my takes. You have a lot of work to do during the offseason. After all those victories and everything, they need another big receiver big time. You got to be more explosive. They're a check-down team, Boomer. Everything is boom, boom, move the quarterback, get a little completion, and then there's Jalen Hurts on the other side, which I talked about a lot. If you're going to bump and run those two receivers outside, which Kansas City did, Jalen Hurts is going to throw it. And, man, he was right on the money with those throws down the field.
How about the time he misfired on A.J. Brown, and A.J. Brown came over. It looked like he was yelling at Nick Sirianni for some reason.
Man, I tell you what.
Like, what the hell are you yelling at your coach for? He's not the one throwing the ball to you.
There's certain times I'm not jealous of Jalen Hurts.
Right.
Okay, I'm like, wow. I just can't imagine receivers, and after one play, just coming over and screaming and yelling. And then when he caught the touchdown, it was a celebration of all time.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, it's amazing.
And Mekhi Becton were basically doing Lord of the Dance there on the turf. It was incredible.
How about Mekhi Becton? I've watched him not this offseason, two offseasons before that. I was watching him. He's same place at training. And I went, who is that one dance? Who is that at the other? Oh, that's Mekhi Becton. He's huge. But he really played well. He got matched up against Chris Jones quite a few times, I thought. I'm not sure how many, but he did a great job. And I was kind of happy for him. You know, it's been tough.
At the end of the day, when the Jets drafted him, they wanted him to be the starting left tackle,
yeah.
And he had the job, and unfortunately, he was an immature player.
Right.
Got hurt, was way overweight, and then finally got it under control, and then Howie Roseman saw an opportunity to sign a guy and stick him at guard and put him along that offensive line, which they were talking about last night, like 338 pounds average weight, and like the average height was 6'6".
You've heard me say a lot of this stuff, Boomer, so you, Gio. This offensive line right now in history might be the best we've seen. And it would go against the Dallas Cowboys back when Emmitt Smith and Troy, they were
winning
those.
Newton, Larry Allen, all those guys.
Larry Allen, you couldn't stop watching them. And so this line was so good. So does the defensive line. It just gives the quarterback and receivers and running backs so many chances to really show their talent and even show more than their talent.
I remember talking about that Cowboy offensive line from the left cheek of the left tackle to the right cheek of the right tackle.
Right.
It might have been the widest offensive line in the history of the NFL.
That's a great sign.
And that last night could have, they could have given him a run for the money. I mean, the size of those asses.
Yeah, they're huge. They're huge.
Phil loves that. Like, he loves talking about.
No, I don't. No, but I will.
Yes, you do.
Okay, but you know, look who they got on the defensive side: Jalen Carter and oh my gosh,
Jordan Davis
and Jordan Davis. You got those two guys, and it's, I tell this story a lot, but I'll tell it again. Earl Leggett coached. I had him 1 year with Dan Reeves. He was D line coach, and I said something about how's the D line coming, Earl? You know, Sims, you need some tush hogs up there. And I'm like, what the hell's a tush hog? And he goes, you know, you need those two guys in there that you could show a double feature on their rear ends. Okay? And I went, oh, okay, that explains it. But it's, you know what?
That's exactly what Philadelphia has. I will say, Kansas City did a great job against the run, though, last night, except for when Jalen Hurts takes off.
Quarterback draw and twice, amazing, two right. or three times.
And for guys like me and you, we were not asked to do this stuff.
Right.
You know, we weren't asked to do what Lamar Jackson does or what Josh Allen does. Even Patrick Mahomes takes off and runs.
Right.
But, you know, these guys work hard. I mean, they are really working hard because they're doing it both through the air and on the ground and have to stand in there and lead everybody. And that's one of the reasons why I do really appreciate what Jalen Hurts did last night.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.